seven pieces missing from a puzzle. 7 days on a 7 day tour.
Pink sweaters all day long. He drinks out of purple teacups and he's so strong. Mr. Man is a cowboy and a gentleman. He never curses me out.
Thank you for that one. I've not heard that one before. Always enjoy hearing some new music. You know, it's always a good way to start the day. So thank you to that caller. Hope you enjoyed hearing that one on air. As I was saying, this is the last show before I go abroad, which is like really awful to think about. So I'm just not gonna think about it. Which feels like a healthier coping mechanism, just to not just like put out of mind, out of sight. Don't think about it. Until I'm on the plane, and maybe not even then, and that's fine. What else is going on in my life? I'm trying to think. I'm like nervous doing this for some reason. Also, because there's a bomb threat. To be fair, we did receive a bomb threat But we've gotten so many of them at this point. It's kind of like Boy Who Cried Wolf. Like, I know it's like awful to say, but it's like, oh, like another one. Like, it's kind of like, it's fine. And it's like not specifically in Curtis Hall, because even like potential bombers don't know that we have a radio station. So like they couldn't target the station if they wanted to. They don't know we exist, like most of Tufts campus. So that's fine. It's like super fun. Here's what's going on in my life. I wrote this article for Melisma, with Anave. Anave killed it. She is so, I almost just swore. Whoa, crazy. Okay. She's so smart and made this article like incredible. It wouldn't be anything without her. But this idea of like having, it was basically around this idea of having music that you just associate with somebody else and it's just forever theirs. And I don't know, I've been thinking about that a lot as a result of like having written this article and now having it come out, and it's like a very vulnerable thing, and it's very silly to like, I don't know, write about and then like read about and like have other people read about, and I think it's a pretty universal experience, but it was like fun to express that. But this is a song I now associate with somebody. This is Come With Me Now by Camp. I heard this one for the first time a couple days ago, and it just is like an awesome, it's really good. It's a really good song. So I think I'm going to get into the band Camp this Christmas break. But this is just like one that I've associated with someone a lot recently. And I'm like, oh, this is like their song, which is cool because I love when that happens. And I think it's a really special thing. So this is Come With Me Now by Camp. Yeah, so that's Come With Me Now by Camp. Once again, just like, it's a very cool feeling to be like, oh, this is a song that is owned by somebody else now. And I think it's like a really special thing when that happens. So like, I don't know. I really enjoy that. And you know what? I'm going to continue on with this trend. And I'm going to play, I played this song last week. It wasn't, like, I love this song. It wasn't my pick. And I like got the most compliments about this song, which like is terrible for my ego because I've been playing songs since freshman year, and I received a lot of compliments, like a lot on this one that actually just was not my pick. Like if I've had like hundreds and hundreds of picks and received maybe like a handful of compliments, so many, like a disproportionate amount of compliments about this one song, which happened to be one of the few ones in my tenure as a radio DJ that I did not pick, which is awesome for me. But this is That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. This is another one I associate with that person, which is cool. Like, it's just like, oh, shoot. Like, I love finding music and then being like, holy crap. That doesn't count as a swear. I associate with this with someone, and it's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about that article and just, like, what it means to be like, oh, like, this song is, like, something that you were, like, I give to somebody and, like, you know, I have all this music that's, like, my mom's. I have all this music that's, like, my dad's, my brother's, my friend's, like, all this kind of stuff. Like, there are songs that, like, I've played so many times with my housemates. I don't think I could ever listen to them and not think about being, like, 21 and, like, in my, like, living room that is, like, a super college-looking living room that I love. And it's just a good feeling to, like, feel like you're so happy in these moments. Why am I doing this on air? I'm, like, so bad with this kind of, like, I don't, what am I trying to say? Well, and I'm just gonna mumble through it, but I feel like it's awesome to be like, man, like, I am in a happy place in my life, and I am associated, there's something that's, this song will always be, remind me of such a happy moment in my life. But this is That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers, the song that I got so many compliments on that was not my pick when I played it. But it's a great song, so I'll play it now.
I found a reason to wake up, coffee in my cup, start a new day. Wish we could do this forever and never remember mistakes that we made. I told you I loved you when we were just friends. You kept me waiting and I hated. Yeah.
All right, that was That's Where I Am by Maggie Rogers. And one thing that's important to know about me and Naive Melodies, if you want to get into the Naive Melodies universe, lore, whatever you will call it, which I'm sure no one does, I have been doing this since spring semester of my freshman year, and I've been doing this with my friend Danny. We've always had separate shows, but we got into it at the same time. They have Epic Moth Time, which is an epic show that has some moth and some time, but it's a great one. And I've had Naive Melodies, and we've just always done it together. We're actually going abroad together. None of this was, like, intentional. We're not, like, codependent in the sense of, like, we have to go to Copenhagen together. We both just happen to be interested in the same program. Yeah, and so Danny has already left to go home for break. Lay left on the 15th, I believe. Danny's already played their last show for the semester, and Danny always plays, I usually play my PSA from Rivendell, you know, just an automated, you know, pre-recorded PSA. Danny always reads a PSA, and Danny usually reads the same PSA, and I figured since Danny is not here at the moment, I want to do a little PSA inspired by Danny, reading what I deem the Danny PSA. This is the Dried Fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Oh, my voice cracked a little. Okay. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy. What? Or a processed snack? Gross. I ad-libbed a little bit of that. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. so silly. But yeah, Danny, I love so much, and they're not here to do their PSA, so someone's gotta do it, and it's gonna be me, because holy crap, I love them a lot. But this next song, we're moving on, we're past the Danny love, I'm going back to the show. I've only got like 40 minutes left, assuming that everything is fine with the bomb threat, so it's like, it's fine, so I gotta keep moving. This next song is Jumper by Corden. Don't know if you could hear that hard swallow on air. For some reason, I'm like really nervous, and I don't know why. But this next song is Jumper by Corden. This is in contention for my number one song of the year. It came out in 2022, so it counts as a song of the year. I just like this one a lot, and I think it has like fun lyrics. It kind of tells like a story. But it has like the, I've talked about this before on air. It has the lyric like, although I really hate the ending, I've always loved the start, which I think for me is very true of like how I feel right now at Tufts. Of like, I love Tufts, I do, and like the idea of now leaving for abroad is like sad, because I'm like leaving friends and like leaving like the clubs I love, like WMFO. So it's just like, man, like I love Tufts, I love being here, and I love the people here. So like, I don't know, it's a bummer to leave, although I'm also really excited to go abroad. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, but this is Jumper by Corden.
It's
All right, that was Jumper by Corthing. Like I said, in contention for my for my number one song of the year. And this next song is Outstanding by the Gap Band. My mom loves this song. I love this song. Unfortunately, the Gap Band also has a song called You Dropped a Bomb on Me. And as I was walking here, like, the cynical, like, my, like, dark cynical humor at times, because it happens, was like, what if I played that? That'd be kind of silly. And I was like, no, it wouldn't be. That's not okay. Don't do that. And I was like, what was I thinking? Not going to play that song. I am going to play Outstanding, because I love this one, and my mom loves this one, and it's so good. So this is Outstanding by Gap Band. Every time I hear it, I think of her. So here we go.
Satisfied.
right, so that was Outstanding by the Gap Band for my mom, because my mom loves that one, and I can't blame her. It's so good, and I just always used to dance with her to that song, but, like, very poorly, because I just can't dance. I've got no rhythm. It's, like, a really bad look for everyone involved, so I don't know, but I love that one, and, yeah, I love her. I'm excited to see her in a couple days. This next song is You're So Fine by Papa Bear and His Cubs. I played this one last time. Here's a fun fact. Grams, if you're listening, I feel like you liked last show a lot for the music, but you wish I talked more. So now I'm trying to, like, combine both of those elements so I talk more, but also play the music, like, really good music. Better than usual, maybe. But Grams, I love you so much. If you're new here, or if you're not, it doesn't really matter. I do a Grams dedication every single week, and this week is no different. Every single time I have a radio show, there will be a Grams dedication. And this is my last Grams dedication until I go abroad, which is very, very sad. But yeah, Gramsy, I love you so, so much. I hope you're having a great day. I know that I told you I was going to watch Yellowstone, but then you also told me that I shouldn't watch it because you think it's a little bit too violent for me. So I won't watch Yellowstone. Also, I turned in one of my 20-page papers. I did not do what you told me to do because I know that you also told me not to do it. So don't worry about it. That feels very cryptic for people who don't know. But if you know, you know. And I have some other papers due, but that's okay too. And then I'm done. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for Christmas and all that. But Gramsy, I love you so much. I'll call you there, and I hope you're having a really good day at work. And here's one that I know you love. This is You're So Fine by Papa Bear and His Cubs.
Listen, darling. I've been watching you for a long time now. But now I want to tell you how I feel about you.
That was You're So Fine for Grams. Grams, I love you so much. I miss you so much. And you know what? We're going to do another song, another Grahamsey dedication, because it's going to be a while until there's going to be another one. So, Grahamsey, here's another one. This is the one that I always play. I always play this one for you, because I know you like this one, and I also love this song. You recommended it to me, and I played it, and I loved it. So this is With You by Valerie June, because I love you, Grahams. So this is for you. That song usually ends with this little like clicking. Here, I'll play it right now and I'll show you. But this is me proving that it's not me in the studio doing this, it's the song. Can you hear that? Okay, maybe you couldn't hear that, but it usually ends with this little like clicking of like, it sounds like someone's turning something off. And I've had people, I'm sorry, I'm going on my soapbox now because I'm upset about this. I've had people who have been like, oh, it sounds like you struggled like with the soundboard. No, 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 I didn't. It's not me. Just want to make that clear. There's like sometimes there's like this clicking noise in the studio at the moment, and I know it's like nothing. Like I know it's just like the studio makes noises. Like, you know what I mean? Things make noises, but I'm like, oh, like there it was again. I'm like, oh, like, uh-oh. Anyway, this next song, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. This next song is "Talk About a Girl" by Charisma and Peanut Butter Wolf. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, awesome. I just figured out what the clicking noise is, which is awesome for me. Ooh. Haha. Anyway, moving on. Sorry, like there's been some bomb threats, but don't worry about it. "Talk About a Girl" by Charisma and Peanut Butter Wolf is a song I heard for the first time the other day, and I thought it sounded cool, and it sounds good, and I checked the lyrics, and there were no swears, so I thought, I have a radio show, what if I played it? So this is "Talk About a Girl."
Okay, okay, I give in. You got a friend, then meet me and my man around 10. You see, I play a too short tape. Just to let you tricky little girls know I'm not fake. A little anxious, cool girl, get comfy. Dim the lights and plug the phone, cause it bugs me. I'm wearing Tim's with a tutu at my waist. Apple juice is cold and I'm in the place. Sometimes I think about you, you, you. Sometimes I think about your whole crew. I got style, so I relax.
knowing I wanna dive in and take 20 laps. Hop in my mom car and let's take a ride. Then maybe you will realize. I know she saw me. I know she saw me. I know she saw me. She saw me.
All right, it's a short one. That one's like a minute and 20 seconds or so. But this next song is a long one. This is 6.5 minutes, which will probably eat up a lot of the... what do I want to play? Because I don't have time for everything. I'll play it, and maybe I'll stop like halfway through it. Who knows? But this is Arm Around You by Arthur Russell.
That's me. Better.
I decided to fade that one a little bit early so I could go ahead and play the next song to completion, because I really want to make sure I get to play the whole thing, because I want to be the last song I play before I go abroad. But the last song I have is This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, by Talking Heads. It's what I've named my show after. It's my favorite song of all time. And yeah, I love this song. It like is what I named the radio show after. Yeah, it's my favorite song of all time. And in fact, I was actually recently, this is like such a cool thing. I was recently gifted this Talking Heads puzzle, best gift ever. Best gift ever, because if you don't know me, I love puzzles and I love Talking Heads, so it's kind of the perfect gift. But this Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, Naive Melody. Thank you. All right, that was my last song of the show and of the semester before I go abroad. But thank you so much for listening. It's been so awesome getting to do this show. I love WMFO. I love it so much. I love being on eBoard. I love doing shows each week. It's like it's my favorite thing I do at Tufts. So I really appreciate anyone and everyone who's listening. Yeah, and I'm just so happy to be here. I just feel super grateful and very happy. And that was a fun last show. So I hope everyone is having a stress... Not, oh my gosh, I almost just said I hope everyone's having a stressful time. Not what I meant. I hope everyone's having a pretty stress-free time and finishing out finals, finishing out work, whatever they're doing. And I hope everyone just is really enjoying their Monday as much as they possibly can. Mondays are kind of a weird one. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to the station. The station is an awesome place filled with really incredible people, some of my best friends who work really hard to put on great shows and run the station and everything. So, you know, keep tuning in because there's really good stuff coming up, especially on Mondays. I'll always be biased towards the days that I'm on, and this semester it's happened to be Mondays. So keep tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Tufts University Freeform Radio, WMFO, on 91.5 FM with Lucy Melman with Naive Melodies. And this is the last show, so I'll see you soon, though, I promise. I'll see you hopefully really soon.